I'm very happy now to welcome Greg Schneider and Joe Shortsleeve, who are with Project Treehouse, and Kirsten McGee, who's a nurse. All three of them are about to go to Haiti. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Now, Greg and Joe, we've had you on before. You're both from St. John's College and have been working with Haitian people in the past before the last great disaster. What have you been doing down there?
Well, for the last 3 years, we've gone down as part of kind of an alternative spring break project. And so groups of students, along with a few supervising adults, have gone down, and we've participated in ongoing activities with a local organization in Haiti that runs some medical clinics, that sponsors schools, that has a reforestation project, that does other economic development activities like a goat distribution project, a microloan project. And so we have gone to support those activities and also to run a series of mobile health clinics for the local population.
And so as a St. John's student, this has been a really big part of your college experience, Joe.
It was. I actually am no longer a St. John's College student, but it has been an incredible learning experience. I've gotten a lot out of the trips, and it's just been, unbelievably valuable.
I think one of the things that people kind of need to remember is that Haiti was in really bad shape before the earthquake.
It's true. Yeah, it's been in bad shape for a long time, and it's really nice to be a part of, I guess, this aid effort, because it tries really hard to think very carefully about how to do service learning and aid, right. It's really easy to do those things wrong, but I think everybody involved understands that there's a lot to be thought about, and there's a lot of consideration that goes on between the local nonprofit Sanjay IT and our partnership as Americans in this case, which is really nice to see.
Gregory, what are you going to be doing when you go there? And we're going to do a follow-up when all of you come back.
Well, this trip we had to reconfigure. After the horrible tragedy of the earthquake, we decided not to have a student trip this year. For a number of reasons, our partner on the ground, Sanjay IT, asked us to really bring skilled workers. And similarly, the State Department and other people have recommended that this is a time when we should really be thoughtful about who goes to see Haiti. And so we reconfigured this trip to be a team of 10 people, two physicians, two nurses, a couple of public health specialists, and then a smaller economic development team. And our main efforts are going to be on the healthcare front. We're going to provide 5 different all-day mobile health clinics, mainly for refugees in the northern part of Haiti. We are not actually going into Port-au-Prince. We're going into a larger town on the north coast called Cap-Haitien, where they're dealing with tens of thousands of refugees of their own. And so we'll be providing health care for them in some of the local villages in that area. The economic development team will also be working with our partner on the ground, Sanjay IT, to help do an assessment of economic needs given the new influx of refugees and an assessment of Sanjay T's ongoing activities to assess effectiveness and recommendations for future directions.
Kirsten McGee is joining us by phone. Now, have you been involved in post-disaster healthcare, Kirsten?
No, I haven't done this before, so this is very new for me, but fortunately we're going with all these guys that you're speaking with now and some of the others that are really experienced with this kind of work, so I'm really looking forward to working together with them and learning from them as well.
What kind of health care do you anticipate that people are going to be needing?
From talking with the others, I think that it's going to be very basic kind of primary health care, looking at malnutrition, sanitation issues, looking at kids that are dehydrated, skin issues, just really simple stuff that we could hopefully treat easily while we're there.
Do you have to bring all the resources and medicines with you?
As far as I am, I'll leave it to you, Greg.
No, thank you. We are bringing some things in that are easier to bring from the States, but for the most part, and this is something we've also tried to do in past trips, we've tried to support the local pharmaceutical manufacturers. So we try and buy as many of the medications as we can in Haiti. But there are certain things, certain medical supplies, wound care supplies, skin care supplies, certain multivitamins and other nutritional support items that we are going to be bringing with us because they're harder to find in Haiti itself. But basic primary care medications actually you can find in Haiti, and so we try and buy all of those medicines locally as much as possible.
Have you been in contact with people whom you have made connections with on past trips?
Yeah, absolutely. The first year we went, we met Gabrielle Vincent, and she has since started Sanjay IT. She is the founder, and we've been in contact with her for 3 years now. I've gotten to know her really well, and it's her organization, you know, that we always work with now when we go down to Haiti. But
what is the nature of the partnership between you? I mean, you've started this nonprofit called Project Treehouse. How do you partner with the Haitian organization?
Right. So Project Treehouse is originally designed to be a framework for doing these service learning trips. And we've always partnered with Sanjay IT as the local group on the ground when we go to Haiti. This year it's been not so much a service learning trip, but a different kind of relief trip. But because we have that several years experience already with Sanjay IT, and they have local resources, and it makes it a little bit easier for us to get on the ground and hopefully be able to do some good. Gabrielle was actually with some staff members from Sanjay IT in Port-au-Prince when the earthquake struck, and they all survived, but it was a pretty touch and go, and they slept on the streets for some time. And they were part of a refugee caravan back up to the north of Cap Haitien, where they're from. And the stories, as you might imagine, are pretty harrowing. But at least the people that we have the most direct contact with, we've since reinstituted contact with, and they're all okay. But it's a pretty overwhelming situation.
Right. Kirsten, what drew you to decide to go to Haiti?
I've been a nurse for 9 years now, and it's the kind of work I've always wanted to be involved in, but I guess I haven't really pursued the opportunity. And about a week after the earthquake, a friend of a friend who had met one of the people who worked with Sanjay IT, made contact with me asking if I'd be interested, and it just was something that I was very keen to do. There's just this huge need. And I'm not currently working up here at the moment, so it just makes sense to be where the need is right now.
Gregory, there. Thank you. There is a benefit coming up that people who are listening to the show can go to actually support this work of going of sending you guys to Haiti.
Right. Thank you for asking. On next Wednesday, March 10th. We are, thanks to Evangelos, who is hosting a benefit event for us. Wednesday evening, Soul Man Sam and the Soul Explosion are going to play a benefit concert for our trip to Haiti. The doors will open at 8 o'clock. The show should start around 8:30. I think it's a 21 and over event with a $5 cover, but Evangelos has agreed to donate a portion of the proceeds for our trip, and so we're very thankful to Evangelos, and we encourage people to come out if they get a chance.
So that's Wednesday, a week from tonight, and Greg Schneider, Joe Shortsleeve, and Kirsten McGee are all on their way to Haiti. We thank you for being here and looking forward to hearing your report when you return.
All right, thank you very much for having us.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz with John Greenspan features the monthly Women in Jazz Hour. Welcome back, John Greenspan.